Well, it is so comforting today to know that the God of heaven that created everything knows our name. And not only does He know our name, but He calls our name. Isn't that wonderful? We're such a privileged and such a blessed people to have a Father that seems like has so much on His hands to deal with, and yet He actually calls your name personally. Isn't that beautiful, wonderful, privileged today? I'd like to read an account in the 10th chapter of Luke, and we'll start in the 25th verse. It said, "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted Him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And He said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live." Well, it could have been the end of the little story there. Could have been. But it said, "But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor?" And Jesus answering said, "A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance, there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, a Levite, when he was at that place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and he went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and he took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three, thinkest thou, was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, Go, and do thou likewise." Yeah. Well, that's quite a story, wasn't it? Yeah. The lawyer, willing to justify himself here, said, "Who is my neighbor?" And Jesus gave quite a response. Do you know that it's important for us to understand what Jesus means when He says something? You know, I noticed that a lot of times Jesus would speak in a parable and the disciples didn't really understand what He was saying, and then they'd get away and the disciples would say, "What did you mean by that? What does that mean?" Yes. It's important for us to understand what Jesus means and what His expectations are of us. Yes. Well, the lawyer, he felt pretty good about how things were going in this conversation. And so he took it a step further and wanted to just kind of make sure, justify himself. And he said, "Well, Lord, who's my neighbor?" Well, then the Lord, I suspect, gave a response that was maybe a little beyond what maybe he thought was coming. Yeah. And Jesus said, "Well, there was a certain man that came from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among thieves, and they stripped him of his raiment, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead." And I want to say this afternoon, did you know that all of us here today, in varying forms throughout life, we fall among those or encounter situations where we are left wounded?
Oh, yeah.
Where we feel like things are taken from us.
Oh, yeah.
Unjustly, when they shouldn't have been taken from us. It's what life brings, it's real life. Mm-hmm. We fall among situations and people, and sometimes we feel like we're left without our dignity sometimes. Sometimes we feel like our reputation's been taken from us unjustly. Sometimes our peace is taken from us by somebody, our joy. Sometimes people take our material things too. And we're left wounded, like this man was, left to try to recover from those things that were taken from us, stripped from us. And we too often in life feel like we're kind of on the side of the road, languishing, half dead in certain areas. That was this man's condition. And you know, without the help of somebody else coming along and seeing the condition that this man was in, he would have continued to languish and perhaps die. And you know that people sometimes, while they may not die physically and are put in a grave, many times people around us are languishing and hurt and wounded in other ways. Lonely, no social life, maybe something's been taken from them. Self-esteem at a low ebb. Self-confidence. A lot of times people's reputations are taken away from them, many times without the whole story, with those that took their reputation. And I feel challenged this afternoon that we need each other sometimes more than we realize. Sometimes, many times, other people need you more than you realize that they need you. We live in a hurting world. We live in a world where people are going through life, and many times they might put on their happy face, you know, their go-to-town face, and put on the best front that they can, and yet inside they're wounded, and they're on the side of the road, and they're languishing, and if nobody recognizes that they're in trouble, sometimes people are at risk of dying in places that are very personal in nature. And they're depending on somebody to come along and recognize that they need help. Well, by chance there came by a priest to start with. Do you think that the man that was wounded, if he looked up and he saw a priest coming down the road, do you think maybe he felt some hope? Mm-hmm. I think I would have. Mm-hmm. Lord, thank you. I'm in need and it looks like a priest coming down the road. What do you think about when you think about a priest? Or what are you supposed to think about when you think about a priest? They're a religious person. They're a person that you would think that for all intents and purposes, this would be somebody that would help me. But what does it say here? The priest passed on the other side. We folks are Christians this afternoon. We profess Christianity. We profess Christ. And I want to have more on hand than a profession. I want to have more on hand than looking just right. I want to have more on hand than being able to point to a list of rules and say, well, I comply with this and this and this and this. But I fear too often sometimes we as Christians, we pass by on the other side too. Why do people pass by on the other side? Do you know that a lot of times people pass by on the other side not because they're a bad person, not because, well, I don't have any care at all for that person and so I'm just going to avoid them because I just don't care, but I think a lot of times we pass by on the other side, or we're tempted to pass by on the other side, because sometimes stopping means it's going to interrupt our schedule. going to disrupt our agenda. And we're all pretty busy people, aren't we?
Sure.
Do you know that a lot of times our busyness is self-induced? I wonder how well that's going to go when we meet the Lord. Lord, I was really busy. What were you busy with? Well, I was busy with this. Well, why were you busy with that? Well, because of this. Well, why were you doing that? At work, when you look for root cause, there's one method of determining root cause, and it's called the five whys. You just keep asking why. Until you can't ask why anymore, and you finally get down to what the real reason is. And the Lord wants us to recognize that as we go through life, the most important thing is that we demonstrate Christian virtues.
Yes.
That we take the time out to take the gospel to the world, not just by our testimony, and not just, well, hopefully they can look at me and sense something. That's important. That's not unimportant. But how do we best preach the gospel? It's by demonstrations of love, isn't it?
Amen.
And kindness. And a lot of times, sometimes we pass by on the other side because the fear of the unknown. We don't want to get involved for whatever reasons. It takes us outside of our comfort zone. But did you know that the Lord wants and will go with us if we're willing to stop when we come to those situations in life? Well, the priest passed by on the other side. The Levite came along, and it said when he was at the place, he came, and it said he looked on him. Do you ever find yourself like the Levite? I'll be honest with you, I have. Where you look on the situation, but then the Levite passed by on the other side. And sometimes we can consider the situation as we pass by. We can continue to consider the situation after we pass by. But did you know that considering never did really help anybody? The person's still there. The person still needs help. And then along came a Samaritan. And maybe the wounded man thought, well, now, I mean, the Levite passed by, the priest passed by, didn't get any help. There's no way I'm going to get help from the Samaritan. But the Samaritan came by, and it said the Samaritan had compassion on this person. And the Samaritan set all of the good reasons that he had to pass on by. He set all those reasons to the side, and he stopped. And he helped the man until the man fully recovered. Did you know that we have many good reasons always not to do the right thing? There's always reason, and sometimes there's good reason in our own minds for doing the wrong thing. And a man at work that I work with, he over and over kind of imprinted this in my mind. Let others have the reasons. You do the right thing.
Yeah.
Let other people have the reasons. There's always reason, folks, to pass by. We live in a hurting world that needs help. Well, Jesus now came back to interpreting what was meant by neighbor. It said, and now which of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among thieves? And he said, the one that showed mercy on him. And then Jesus told him, he said, well, you go and you do likewise. We are neighbor to all of those that we come in contact with in life, folks. Those that we know. Those that we don't know. From the man on the street.
That's right.
To those in our own household. And you know this can get close because sometimes people in your own household can be hurting. And we pass by for whatever reason. the Lord defined neighbor as the one that did good unto the other man. It's whomever we're around, and as we have opportunity. I don't want to have just a profession today. I want people to be able to look at our lives and be able to sense that there's more than religion. The world's tired of religion. There's religion everywhere you go.
That's true.
The Lord's not interested in religion.
No.
The Lord's interested in Christianity.
Amen.
He's interested in Christ-like behavior.
Yes.
That's right.
The Lord's interested not in a religious person. He's interested in a person who's willing to go out of their way to practice Christ-like behaviors.
Amen.
There's a story that's told in a song about a blind woman that had her apple cart turned upside down. And the man was in a hurry and he was going to be late and he had things to do and places to go and he stopped and he looked back at the blind woman whose apple cart he turned upside down. And he thought a little bit about it and he went back. And he helped the lady put all of her apples back in her cart, got everything situated. And the lady couldn't see him, but she could feel him and sense his touch. And they got all done and she said, "Sir, are you Jesus? Are you Jesus, sir?" She couldn't see him. Did you know that that's what Jesus wants from us?
Amen.
That our lives demonstrate something that goes beyond just what people see? If people couldn't see us with their literal eyes, and if people really didn't know whatever list sometimes, and I'm not trying to minimize, there's Christian virtues and duties and things that the Lord wants us to practice, but at the core of it all is to love your neighbor as yourself.
Yes.
Which means you're going to go out of your way. Do we have something on hand? Because the way that it is, folks, reality is that people's apple carts get turned upside down all the time in life.
That's true.
And it's easy for us to speed right by, sometimes being the one that upsets their cart. And if we're not willing to stop and turn around and go back and have our prayers for that person be accompanied by some works.
That's true.
Then we're going to miss the opportunity to show Christ to those that we come in contact with. When speaking of the ones that were going to be separated to Jesus' right hand and his left hand at the last day, do you remember that? When Jesus said, "The last day, I'm going to divide the sheep from the goats." And did he say, "On my right hand, I'm going to gather to myself very religious people who observe fasting religiously, who tithe to some place religiously, who have some self-sacrifice religiously before me, where they pray a long time each day?" Is that what it said?
No.
Did you know that every single thing that Jesus brought up had to do with reaching out and lending a helping hand to those that were around us in need? Someone thirsty, someone in prison, someone that didn't have a helper. Every one of them. And I'm challenged today that as God's people, the Lord wants us not to minimize and set aside some of these other things that are important, but He also wants us to not lose sight of the overall plan of salvation and the love that Jesus Christ came to bring to the world. And that was to have compassion, to have love, to be willing to accept some sacrifice and self-denial in our lives that we might help somebody else that's on the side of the road languishing. I want to go through life in the busy times that we're in. We do live in busy times. Sometimes we bring it on ourselves, and it just seems like it's a way of life today that there's so much to capture our attentions that sometimes we can speed right on down the road and not even recognize that there's somebody right by us that's hurt. And the Lord wants all of us this morning that are here in this chapel, He wants us to be filled with the Spirit of Christ. And He wants to open our eyes and give us some spiritual understanding and some vision that as we go through life, we can recognize and see when someone's hurting, when maybe we can say a little word of encouragement, give something that might help lighten somebody's load. There is no way that we can better exemplify Christ than going out of our way and doing good for others. Let's be encouraged today that in the times that we do live in, that we be willing to slow down and show the love of Christ to a world that is hurting and is much in need. And I believe that if we'll do that, yes, it might disrupt our schedule. Yes, it might take us out of our comfort zone. Yeah, we might have to get our hands involved with something that's not comfortable with us. I don't think we'll regret those sacrifices. I believe the Lord will go with us and bless us above measure, and you can make a world of difference in the lives of people around you. Pray for me because I want to be true. Amen.